Hi, Boston Center TMU. We have a problem here. We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards New York, and we need you guys to, we need someone to scramble some F-16s or something up there to help us out.
Is this real world or exercise?
No, this is not an exercise, not a test.
What?
Whoa.
What was that?
Is that real world?
Real world hijack.
Cool.
Real?
Major Nisipany, you're needed in ops pronto. Major Nisipany, you're needed in ops pronto. Northeast Air Defense Sector, Sergeant Kane, may I help you?
Hey, Sergeant Kelly from Otis, how are you doing
today?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Hey, I'm getting reports from my TRACON that there might be a possible hijack.
I'm just hearing the same thing. We're working it right now.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, all right.
Is he inbound to JFK?
We don't know.
You don't know where he is at all?
He's being hijacked. The pilot's having a hard time talking to the... I mean, we don't know. We don't know where he's going. He's heading towards Kennedy. He's, like I said, he's like 35 miles north of Kennedy now at 367 knots.
Okay.
No idea where he's going.
If you could please give us a call and let us know, you know, any information, that would be great.
Okay. Right now, I guess we're trying to work on... I guess there's been some threats in the cockpit.
There's been what? I'm sorry.
We'll call you right back as soon as we know more info.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, you said threats in the cockpit.
I've never seen so much real-world stuff happen during an exercise. MCC, I don't know where I'm scrambling these guys to. I need a direction, a destination.
Okay, I'm going to give you the Z-point. It's just north of New York City.
I got this lat long 4115, 7436, or 7346.
Head them in that direction.
Copy that.
Hi, sir. Okay, what we're doing, we're trying to locate this guy. We can't find him via IFF. Every track within a 25-mile radius of the Z-point that we put on the scope, 29,000 heading 190. We're going to try to find this guy. They can't find him. There's been supposedly there's threats in the cockpit, so we're just we're doing the thing. True. And probably right now, with what's going on in the cockpit, is probably really crazy, so that probably needs to... That will simmer down and we'll probably get some better information.
Is there any...
A plane just...
What?
No, sir.
The 737?
Wait, what?
The World Trade
Center. Who are you
Center?
Talking to? Get pass it to them.
Oh, my God.
311.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Shot on the news. This plane just crashed into the World Trade Center.
Got update New York.
New York Game of Census ID.
See if they lost altitude on that plane altogether.
New York. Yes, ma'am. Did you just hear the information regarding the World Trade Center? No. Being hit by an aircraft?
I'm sorry?
Being hit by an aircraft.
You're kidding.
It's on the world news.
Okay. Now we do. Yes. This is what I got.
You hear about that input about...
Possible news is 737 just hit the World Trade Center. This is a real world. And we're trying to confirm this. Okay. Continue taking the fighters down to the New York City area, JFK area, as best as you can. Make sure that the FAA clears your route all the way through. Just do what we got to do. Okay? Just press with this. It looks like somebody... It looks like this guy could have hit the World Trade Center.
Yeah, he crashed into the World Trade Center.
That is the aircraft that crashed into the World Trade Center?
Yep. Disregard the tail number.
Disregard the tail number. He did crash into the World Trade Center.
That's what we believe, yes.
Copy that. Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
So, Sergeant Drew here. We need to have... Are you giving confirmation that American 11 was the one?
No, we're not going to confirm that at this time. We just know an aircraft that's crashed in and...
Can you see? Is anyone up there tracking primary on this guy still?
No, we had the last hit we had was about 15 miles east of JFK, or 8 miles east of JFK was our last primary hit. He did slow down in speed. The primary that we had had slowed down below around to 300 knots.
Okay.
But that was the last thing we had on him.
Okay.
And
then we lost him.
Yeah, and then we lost him.
They had a second possible hijack.
have
is this explosion
plane.
Part of that that we're looking at now on TV?
Boston
yes.
is now grounding.
She's
all
and
the
it is possible
Boston,
second hijack
FAA,
also at United
FAA
Airlines.
Center.
Where they're working at right now.
Two planes?
He was in Whiskey 105. Get the fuck up.
See, I think this is a damn input.
I have the tanker. He's on his way back.
Okay, Foxy. Plug in.
It comes up on three.
How long? I'll make sure this is okay, Foxy, this is what I foresee that we probably need to do. We need to talk to FAA. We need to tell them if this stuff's going to keep on going, we need to take those fighters
and
put them over Manhattan. Okay?
Sir.
That's the best thing. That's the best play right now. So, coordinate with the FAA. Tell them if there's more out there, which we don't know, let's get them over Manhattan. At least we got some kind of play.
Yeah, he had six.
My recommendation, if we have to take anybody out large aircraft, we use AIM-9s in the face.
To get them out of our way.
If an 8B. Shit. Give me a location.
46 are airborne now. That's the ones we
okay.
have.
Okay, third aircraft hijack heading towards Washington.
No.
Okay, American Airlines is still airborne. 11, the first guy, he's heading towards Washington. Okay, I think we need to scramble Langley right now, and I'm gonna take the fighters from Otis and try to chase this guy down if I can find him.
They're probably not squawking anything anyway. I mean, obviously these guys are in the cockpit.
These guys are smart.
Yeah, they knew exactly what they wanted to do.
Have you asked the question what you're going to do if we actually find this guy? Are we going to shoot him down if they got passengers on board? Have they talked about that?
Answer the question.
Well, you guys quit too fast moving east in the airspace. Now you want to go to Baltimore?
Yes, sir. We're not going to take him in Whiskey 386.
Okay, once he goes to Baltimore, what are we supposed to do?
Just have him contact us on the auxiliary frequency 234.6. We just need, instead of taking hand off to us and then us handing them back, just tell center they've got to go to Baltimore.
All right, man, stand by. We'll get back to you.
Thanks, Bob Sangle.
We'll get back to you. Just do it.
Okay.
I'm going to kill Big Ed. That's right. Be very professional, Hawk. Okay.
I know.
All right, Hawk, let's get our right together here.
Okay, let me tell you this. We've been looking. We're also lost American 77.
Okay, 77.
American
where was he proposed to head, sir?
Excuse me?
Where was he proposed to head, sir?
Okay, he was going to L.A. also.
He was also going to L.A.
Now,
somewhere, sir.
I think he was from Boston also.
Boston to L.A.
Now, let me tell you this story here. The Indianapolis Center was working this guy.
What guy?
American 77.
Okay.
At flight level 350. However, they lost radar with him. They lost contact with him. They lost everything, and they don't have any idea where he is or what happened.
Patrick ID is coming out. Can I help you?
Latest report. Aircraft VFR 6 miles southeast of the White House.
6 miles southeast of the White
House? Yep. East. He's moving away.
Southeast of the White House?
Aircraft is moving away.
Moving away from the White House?
Yeah.
Okay, but what, he was a DVFR?
We believe we just know it's a VFR aircraft. We're not sure who it is. If you want to hold on a second.
Okay, copy.
There are people down there looking.
Okay, copy.
Where was that position?
Six
southwest. Six southwest of the White House deviating away.
Deviating away. You don't have a type aircraft, so you don't know who he is.
Nothing. So I have no clue. Hopefully someone watching would have a better information for you.
Okay, Foxy, I got an aircraft 6 miles east of the White House. Get your fighters here. Excuse me, Foxy.
Papa Tango. I came from Boston?
Oh, we're going to turn and burn and crank it up.
Miles.
All right, here we go. This is what we're going to do here.
6 miles east of the White House right now.
A monster march.
Okay. He's deviating from FAA.
Is that airline right now?
Run him.
To the White House.
2777, go directly to Washington.
Yeah, we're hearing him loud and clear.
What are we doing?
We're going direct DC with my guys.
Okay.
Ma'am, we are going to FBO right now with Quick 25. They are going direct to Washington.
Quick 25 we're heading off center right now.
Ma'am, we need to have United right now. We've got to contact them on 2346.
No
help. No. Right here. I got him.
Bravo.
Zero. Our related check. Right there.
We just lost track. Just
get a V point.
Get a V point on that.
Talk about it.
Yeah, we just did two.
Okay, we got guys looking at them.
Hold on. Where's Langley at? Where are the fighters?
Here's what we can do. At a minimum, we can keep our guys airborne. I mean, they don't have any guns or missiles or anything on board.
It's
but
a
we
presence,
can...
though.
Baltimore is saying something about an aircraft over the White House. Any words?
Negative, stand by. Do you copy that, SD?
Copy
that. Senator said there's an aircraft over the White House. Any words?
Long alarm should be working. SD, we got an aircraft airborne over the White House.
Intercept and divert that aircraft away from there.
Quick 2-5, mission is intercept aircraft over White House. Use FAA for guidance.
Divert the aircraft away from the White House. Intercept and divert it.
Quick 2-5, I'll copy.
Copy.
Quick 2-5, divert the aircraft from the White House.
Copy, divert the aircraft.
Well, okay, we got that. Do you hear that? That aircraft over to White House. What's the word?
Going to Pittsburgh?
Intercept and what else? Okay. Aircraft over the White House.
We got a United 93 out here. Are you aware of that?
United 93. We've got three more
on board.
A bomb on board. And this is confirmed. Do you have a mode 3, sir?
No, we lost this transponder.
We have a bomb on board.
Give me the call sign. Give me the whole nine yards.
United 93.
Just got some info, real quick. We got a bomb.
United what?
United 93, mode 3, 15.7. Negative
mode
clearance 15, to shoot.
15.
Jamie.
1527, Brian.
God damn it. Foxy.
I'm not really worried about code words at this point.
Fuck the code words. That's perishable information. Negative clearance to fire. ID type tail.
Okay. Quick 2-6 contrast. Hostile is the suspect aircraft.
Stand by. About 15 miles, Hunters.
Hunters copies 2-2 miles.
15 miles, Hunters.
15 miles, 1-5. Noise level, please. It's gotta be low. Quick 2-6, when able to see altitude of aircraft. Did we get a Z-track?
No word.
Did we get a Z-track up for the White House?
They're working on it.
Okay. What's this problem 005?
I don't know. Hey, what's this problem 005?
We're trying to get this.
Okay.
What's that? I don't even know what a White House is.
Look, whatever it is, it's very low. It's probably a helicopter.
But probably that helicopter watching. Anyway, yeah, that's probably one flying over.
Something just fell. The building just fell.
Yes, we saw that.
Holy. Oh, he's watching that. This guy's in the sense of that.
Look, let's watch our guys talking on the TV. Quick 2-6, status. SD, they're too low, I can't talk to them. They're too low, I can't talk to them. Okay, I told them mission was ID, and that was it. It was our guys they saw. Center saw.
New York did the same thing.
Yeah.
10 miles off the freeway.
Somewhere around here.
I think.
Okay, that was cool. We intercept our own guys.
Yeah, we intercepted one of our own guys.
United 9-3, have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land? Because we had confirmation.
He did not land.
Oh, he's down?
Yes, somewhere up northeast of Camp David.
Northeast of Camp David.
That's the last report. They don't know exactly where.